date, we work hard to ensure your move is seamless. Let's start your journey today. Visit tigermovinggreenville.com and discover why we're the best choice for your next move. Voted best in the upstate for the past 7 years. Tiger Moving, the easy way to move.
Poor indoor air quality can significantly decrease your quality of life through experiencing sinus infections, allergies, respiratory issues, and headaches. An easy-to-install device called UV Photomax uses purifying blue light to zap bacteria, mold, and viruses before they enter your home's air vents. Purify the air your family breathes and help protect them from mold, bacteria, and viruses with the UV Photomax from Estes Heating and Air. Serving Oconee, Pickens, Greenville, and surrounding areas. Visit ESTESHeatingAir.com today for more information.
I'm Eddie Bennett. For 25 years, Bennett Equipment has sold and rented construction equipment. Bennett is one of Talkeach's top dealers in the U.S. for the last 2 years by putting our customers first. And now, Talkeach is offering 0% financing on all equipment and attachments, along with an industry-leading 3-year, 3,000-hour warranty. As we celebrate 25 and 25, we want to thank our loyal customers for your business and trust. And as always, when you need equipment, buy it or rent it from Bennett.
Today, Walt, your regular New Yorker, Texture 607 here. I was 34 during 9/11, dealt with night screams for right up to through 5 years ago or so. How about that? I realize most people know that nearly 3,000 people lost their lives that day, but what most people don't know is how many people have died or committed suicide due to the horrific day since. Thanks for what you and Rona do every year. God bless. How about that? That's exactly right.
You know, when you were... when you were talking about the firemen and the policemen that later on had issues, medical issues and all that.
Health issues.
If you think about that, I was thinking about that last night when you were watching on TV and all the people coming from the building that made it out with all the building material all over them.
Yeah.
They probably had things like that happening.
Oh, yeah, sure they did.
Nobody keeps those counts.
Right, right.
So people in New York were just, I mean, the people in New York had, I don't know.
Right, we don't know what the real. We'll never know what the real numbers were, what they really amounted to, because I think it was way worse. Texter said, "I was in my first year of college that morning, and a lady walked into our classroom crying and relayed the news to us. We were all scared because we didn't know where the next attack was and what it would be exactly." Ramona, where's the poem? I can't. The text comes. Yeah, if you have it, why don't you read it?
Well, because I'm terrible at reading. And it won't come up on my Facebook.
I think you're gonna have to because I don't.
I just try to bring it up. It won't come up on the Facebook.
What do you mean it won't come up on your face?
It says content not available right now.
Wait, this might be it. Is this it?
What do you got?
It's Facebook, so I might not get it either.
See, is it working for you?
Yeah, no, I don't think I'm going to get it either. Okay. Let me get to Scott. Scott, I appreciate hanging in there. Scott, good to have you.
Walt, how you doing, buddy?
I'm as well as I ever am on this day, Scott, but I appreciate that.
Right. Well, you know, 24 years ago tomorrow, in my lifetime anyway, I felt like we were more united than we've ever been. And today, I feel like we're more divided than we've ever been. And that's just been 24 years.
Yeah.
I can't imagine what the next 24 are going to be like. But,
yeah.
You know, Charlie stood for he stood up for God, he stood up for his family, and he stood up for freedom. And those people, whoever this individual was, and you can pretty much guess based on a lot of the other things that have happened in our world in the last few years, who and what and why, but there's a huge mental illness issue. But, you know, they like to toss these terms around, the FAFO, and yesterday they FA'd, and I think they're fixing the FO. They've woke up a lot of people that are tired of this, and I think you're going to see some stances going forward. But it just, you know, I feel like I lost a family member yesterday, Walt, yeah. Even though I didn't know him.
Yeah, and I understand just, that, Scott, but, you know, what my belief is this, and it's basically the fundamental part of what I wrote on Twitter and what took off so much. I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'll read you this part. The assassin may have succeeded in his mission to snuff out Charlie's life, but he failed miserably in the effort to silence Charlie's ideas and beliefs. Rather, right, this misguided killer will spawn a new generation of Charlie Kirks, because ideas will never be silenced. Many others will now rush to the defense of these ideas so that Charlie will live forever. Students witnessing and learning of this tragedy will now be more open than ever to a deeper understanding of Charlie's message. Every action creates a deeper, stronger, and opposite reaction. The killer didn't silence Charlie because Charlie's ideas are bulletproof, and now Charlie's messaging will go stronger as a result. And I really believe that. I think we're already seeing that.
I do too, and that's some wise words right there, Walt.
Thanks, Scott.
Believe that we're going to... We're going to be back stronger than ever with that, and he will not be silenced. But it's just a somber day. But let's talk a little football, man, because that kind of brings the country back together. But last week I got laughed at by Qualk and a few others about picking USF over Florida, and I think they're going to hang in there with Miami this week. I'm not picking them necessarily to win the game. I really feel like they're going to cover. They could very well could. A couple of mistakes by Carson Beck, and you're talking a win down there in South Florida.
See, you actually just hit on the key. The whole key is whether Beck gives the ball up or not. Beck throws some passes that just automatically should be picked off. They're just stupid, ridiculous throws for a guy with his experience level. But here's where I am, Scott. I thought South Florida would beat Boise State in game one. I had that right. I thought South Florida had a great chance to beat Florida, and I had that right. I picked Miami this week, and I don't know whether I'm right or wrong. I think we need more information. But here's my problem, Scott. I think I know what South Florida is. What I don't really know is what Miami is. In other words, is Miami actually like the 10th, 11th, 12th best team in the country, or are they a legit contender for the national championship? If they're a legit contender for the national championship, then they're going to woodshed South Florida. If they're team 10 or 12 or something like that, they're going to be in a ball game with South Florida.
How bad do you think South Florida will be disrespected nationally in the media polls and things like that if they beat Miami this weekend? They will have beaten three top 25 teams.
Well, like the adult women.
You put anybody else's name in front of that, they're in the top three, top five, maybe even number one in the nation. South Florida will not get that.
You either saw or heard the woman we played yesterday, the AP voter?
Oh, yes.
I mean, that's like the dumbest woman I've ever heard in my life. She knows what happened, and yet she put Florida ahead of South Florida and, you know, just thinks it's all fun and games.
My daughters were big in the pageant industry with that girl that you played with the maps and all that. We were actually watching that night it happened.
We saw
it in person, or not in person, but live as it happened.
Wow.
But, all right, so let me give you real quick my picks.
Give me
South Florida to cover, but give me Vandy over South Carolina straight up.
How about that?
Give me Clemson big over Georgia Tech.
Really?
I think it's going to be 17 to 20 points.
Even though Clemson hasn't even proven they can score 17 points in a game, Scott, but they're going to win by 17?
They're going to win it. You got it, buddy. Bank on it.
I hope you're right, Scott.
The worm turned, brother.
Let me give
you another one.
I think it's more like 21-20 and hold your breath in the last 2 seconds. I think that's what we're looking at. I hope you're right, though, Scott.
Yep, and give me – your whole station's going to think I'm crazy. Give me Heupel and the Vols over Georgia.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Georgia has dominated this series of late, but I'm sort of with you here. I don't I don't know what either team is. And, you know, in our little contest, this spread is 7, which I think is too many.
I think Aguilar brings the what Nico couldn't in the locker room.
That might be.
I don't think a lot of those players. Yeah. I don't think a lot of those players like Nico.
That could be. That's possible. Yeah. That's so. All right, Scott. You're on record. We'll see how you do.
Enjoy the show, buddy.
Thank you, Scott. See. Appreciate the call. I mean, we're going to talk more about it, and I need to take care of some business, too. Let me do a little bit of that. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. And by the way, I drove past Lake Kiwi, and their flag was at half-mast, like you would expect. Right-thinking people doing the right things. Let me tell you about Lake Kiwi. Hey, listen, it's Lake Kiwi Auto Group. Buy any new vehicle, spin to win, up to 6 payments being taken care of by Lake Kiwi. Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Lake Kiwi Ford, closing out summer with huge discounts on the vehicles you want to drive. Save up to $15,000 on new F-150s. Save up to $15,000 on new Rams. You can compare and contrast, see how they feel to you right there. Or save up to $20,000 on a new Dodge Charger EV. Fact is, Lake Kiwi has hundreds of vehicles deeply discounted for this massive sale. Plus, buy any new vehicle, you can spin to win up to 6 payments being covered by the dealership. So go see our friends at Lake Kiwi Ford and Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and spin to win. Lake Kiwi is easy to find. They're on Highway 123 between Seneca and Clemson. Shop online at lakekiwiautogroup.com, 864-888-1200, 864-888-1200. Trust me, you'll thank me later. Go there. Seminole Ted. Ted, how are you, Ted?
Well, how you doing?
How are you, Ted? Good to have you.
Well, you know, first of all, I want to thank you for what you said about Charlie Kirk last night on Twitter.
That was
probably one of the best monologues describing how Charlie Kirk lived his life, and I really appreciated that. I retweeted it and sent it. There's great times where you have to set aside sports, and you know, you always do for the 9/11 tribute and everything else. And so, you know, just thank you for always remembering and saying the important things that need to be said, even though you're primarily sports. I appreciate that. But I wanted to talk about the Dolphins. I wasn't able to get in earlier this week and talk about the train wreck that is Miami. And after watching that team play on Sunday, I mean, for Christ's sake, they made Daniel Jones look like Tom Brady.
Yeah.
I mean, it's despicable. I hate to say it, Chris Greer's got to go. I hope they fire sell everybody, start over. You know, get a bunch of draft picks, get some trade bait, and just start over.
I'm over
Tariq Hill.
McDaniel is an odd guy, but I do think he's a bright mind. He's just a weird character. And, you know, weird works when you're winning. It doesn't work when you're not. And I think that's the issue there. He was also saddled with the Tua situation, and he's tried to devise an offense around Tua's skills, and I think he's done a pretty good job of that regard. But it feels like it's busting apart from the inside. As you know, before the season started, I told you last Thursday or Friday that I thought Miami would finish in last place, and I think game one's
I agree with that.
Yeah, pretty good indicator that's where they're headed. And I blame Chris Greer for a lot of it. I don't know what constraints he operates under, but I think he's an idiot. And I just do not understand how Ross and company have let him dismantle his franchise over 17 years. It's just remarkable to me. I think he makes terrible decision after terrible decision. You know, not spending available money, that's an ownership issue as well. And so maybe that's what he's actually employed for, to make sure that the owner doesn't spend money. I don't know. That's what it looks like. You know, it feels like built-in obsolescence. Like, you know, look, I thought it was clear in the offseason that Miami was ripping it apart, that the whole Jalen Ramsey stuff was one of the first signs of it, that they were ripping it apart and that they had no intention of winning. It's like they're actually promoting the notion that they are intent on winning at some future arbitrary date, like 3 or 4 years from now. That's not how this friggin' league works. I mean,
not for the this kind of business. No.
Right. No, you can go from bottom to top and top to bottom overnight in this league with just a change or two. And so I don't understand anything this franchise has done. I think Chris Greer is the biggest idiot running a team in the National Football League, and that's where it has to start. I mean, you know, I'd be inclined to be patient with McDaniel if you got rid of Greer. I mean, that's what I'd be inclined to do, because
I agree, but I don't know that a general manager coming in isn't going to want his guy.
Yeah, well, that could be. Yeah, that could be.
And here's the biggest problem I have is in off season you had $29 million in cap clearance.
Yeah.
And you didn't go get any line help to protect your most valuable investment.
Yeah. Well,
because it doesn't matter who you put at quarterback, if they don't have time, they're not going to be able to make
plays. Here's the truth, Ted. They know, okay? They know that they screwed the pooch. They know they blew it when they selected Tua over Herbert, and they know they can't fix it. And so this is why they're now sort of, you know, targeting this imaginary date 3 or 4 years from now. This is what they're doing. They already know. They know that Tua is a fail. It's a massive bust. And they know he's never winning anything in the National Football League. But there's no easy way out of it now. So you're saddled.
That was like the Mets 3 or 4 years ago,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
When they were just fire-selling everything.
Yeah. So you're saddled with that. Yeah, you're ridiculous. Saddled that. You know, listen, when you make big mistakes at quarterback, and that was a colossal mistake, you know, I'll tell you right now, if you just imagine the Dolphins with Herbert and Waddle and Tyreek Hill and Herbert's ability to extend plays and throw the ball 90 yards with that type of speed at receiver, you know, if you just imagine what that would have looked like, and then McDaniel wouldn't have then have been limited. He could have explored his entire offensive arsenal with a quarterback who actually can throw a ball more than 40 yards. You know, if you just imagine what that would have looked like, it would have been a completely different ending. Instead, you make the wrong choice, and then everything else from there just spirals out of control. And obviously, things desperately need change in Miami, no question. Ted, I've got to run.
Well, I'll call in sometime next week and give my Florida State, Kent State prediction.
Yeah.
I think we all know how that's going to go. But no football for FSU this weekend. Have a good one,
Thank you, Ted. All right, so we'll take a quick break. Galen on 9/11 basketball. David, as soon as we get back, you two are coming right up, so don't move.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childers and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Donnell Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Actual price will depend on product and subscription plan. Featured products are compounded drug products, which the FDA does not approve or verify for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. See website for details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Want a boost in and out of the bedroom? Hims has you covered. Introducing a new 2-in-1 approach to level up your game. Tadalafil for better bedroom performance and zinc for testosterone support. Put it all together and you've got what you need to turn things all the way up. Getting started is simple. Just go to hims.com/radio to start your free online visit. Through Hims, you can access ED treatments, including pills, chews, and more, 100% online. No office visits, no pharmacy lines. Just fill out a simple intake form, and a licensed medical provider will determine if treatment's right for you. If prescribed, it ships free and discreetly to your door. Find affordable treatment options at up to 95% less than brand names at hims.com/radio. That's hims.com/radio. hims.com/radio.
It's official. Jazz on the Alley every Thursday night right here in downtown Seneca. It's a lot of fun. It's absolutely free. It's outside dining and great music. We get started early at 5:30 with a happy hour. Here's a few sounds of some of these fabulous artists. And we get ready for a great show, 7 till 9, with the main acts. We got some great lineups for you right here. Here's just a few of the artists.
Change, change, change. I love it.
Yeah, you and your friends, along with 3,000 of your closest friends, will be here every Thursday night right here on Ramcat Alley in Townville Street. It's Jazz on the Alley, voted best event of the year. Come on out, bring your chairs just in case you need them, and have fun. And every Thursday, we'll see you for a little jazz.
When you wake up well-rested on a great mattress, everything becomes clear.
I am just like my mother.
Things you missed when you were tired finally reveal themselves.
I should have just said the baby was cute.
It's Mattress Firm's once-a-year sale and clearance. Get up to 70% off a wide selection of top brands, plus a free adjustable base, all with free and fast delivery. Deals this big won't last long, so don't miss out. The right mattress matters. We'll find yours. Restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Thinking about a move to the upstate? Discover Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from Clemson. This family-owned builder has over 30 years of experience creating personalized homes built around your lifestyle. Choose from one- or two-story designs and customize every detail in their 3,900-square-foot design studio. Move in fast or build your dream home and save up to $20,000 or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com today for more information.
We are here with Eric Snyder of Snyder Tree Care. Eric, you guys can help a lot as far as preparing for those winter storms.
We have a product called a tree growth regulator. It doesn't stop the tree from being healthy. It just stops it from getting taller. Growth regulating your trees will make the roots stronger, the trunk stronger long term, and they'll survive the winter storms better. You can find us on the web at SnyderTree.com.
Leave it to Snyder Tree Care.
Welcome back to this year's football season. Continue your tailgate traditions Clemson style with Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Seneca. Order your tailgating trays such as nuggets, strips, mac and cheese, or delicious cookies. Herb and Carol Tyler want to make sure we're a part of your Clemson tradition. Call Chick-fil-A of Clemson at 864-654-4655 or Seneca at 864-886-9080 to prepare for game day. You can also order online at ilovechickfila.com or through the Chick-fil-A app.
Huge savings on Dell AI PCs with Intel Core Ultra processors are here, and they're newly designed to help you do more faster. They can generate code, edit images, multitask without lag, draft emails, summarize documents, create live translations, and even extend your battery life. That's the power of Dell AI with Intel Inside. Upgrade today by visiting Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The only place for sports talk of the upstate is right here, every day. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Up to the road rage, you want in 654-7627, 654-7627. I see you waving in there, Ramon. I don't know what you're waving about, but let me tell you about my friends at AMPM Farms and the owners, Platt and Ashley Moore. Wow. I am telling you, at 900 acres, a 900-acre farm in Fountain Inn, true farm to table market with 100% pasture-raised premium beef. They own the cows. They don't use vaccines or hormones. This is a huge differentiator. 95% of the beef in the country uses these things. You can forget it at AMPM Farms. Doesn't happen. Local grass-fed beef from 100% pasture-raised animal, GMO-free. I'm telling you right now, I am like a steak connoisseur, okay? But I'm also like a steak snob. Like I don't mind paying for stuff. This is how I am with pretty much everything, to be honest. I don't mind paying for stuff if it's good stuff. What I don't like is I don't like paying premium prices for grocery store steaks, for example, that turn out to not be premium steaks at all. And I've been really, really dissatisfied with the steaks that I've been getting for some period of time and from virtually everywhere until like a week ago when I had AMPM Farm steaks for the first time. I had aged ribeye. I can't even remember what the other one was. All I know is that I ate them both and they were unbelievable. Right? They're just so much better. Trust me when I tell you, you need to go there. Pesticide-free practices through rotational grazing. Steak lover, best selection of house dry-aged beef in the upstate. Weekly burger flights, the organic chicken. I had the organic chicken, Ramona. I had a smorgasbord is what I had, Ramona. I had the organic. I cooked it all at the same time, too. I had the organic chicken. You know, look, I don't know how to explain this, but like I get chicken from the store a lot. I like chicken. Right? I get chicken from the store a lot. It's like it's fused or something. It looks like plastic, except it's rubbery, and it doesn't have any texture in it. Like it's been melted away chemically or something. This chicken has texture. It's real chicken. Organic chicken, homemade sausages, 3 convenient locations, Fountain Inn, Greenville, and Traveler's Rest, open 7 days a week. Their market also has an incredible variety, 70 vendors like Clemson Blue Cheese, Blue Moon Specialty Foods, Happy Cow Creamery, Naked Pasta, Poppington's Popcorn. Wild game weekends include bison burgers, elk, tenderloin, alligator, lamb, goats. Just in time for football season, make AMPM Farms Butchery and Market on your weekly stop. If you want to enhance your tailgate this season, visit AMPMFarmsButcheryandMarket.com to learn more. Follow them on social media to see their selections. Visit one of their 3 locations in Fountain Inn on Allenbridge Road in Greenville, Lawrence Road, or Traveler's Rest, South Main Street. I promise you'll thank me later. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. Believable. Once you go buy steaks and stuff at AMPM Farms, you're never going back to whatever you get now. Trust me, you're not. You'll see. Go there. I already know. I do. I want to keep it an evil secret, Marona, but I can't. Galen, how are you, Galen? Good to have you.
Hey, Wall, how you doing?
Good, Galen. Appreciate you.
I got a 9/11 story.
Yes.
You probably got. Grew up with a guy all through high school. He went to Clemson. I went somewhere else. And he actually had a girlfriend before I did our freshman year. And I let him have my car, and I took his motorcycle until it got cold. And I went back. Clemson got it. I mean, we're that way. And we talk now. You know, he's got a family. And, you know, we talk once a month, maybe once every 2 months. But every day on this day, I call him. And the reason why, you know, just like everyone else, I was at work. We used to get hundreds of phone calls a day. After that happened, nothing. We took the television out of the conference room, put it where everybody can see it. We're watching it all day, and I'm going, oh my gosh! I talked to my friend who was a pilot at the time for U.S. Air. I talked to him like 2 days, and he was in Boston. I remembered that because he said, man, they used to give buddy passes. They don't no more. He said, man, I need to get you up here to go to Fenway because I'm a Red Sox fan. And I got to thinking, I said, oh, my God. Well, I called his wife, and his wife was just frantic. Couldn't, because he was in Boston.
Oh, boy.
Could not get in touch with him. I called and called and could not get in touch with him. I actually called the airline, and they put me through to him sitting on the tarmac. This is after it happened, but it was that, you know, that morning at 4:12 o'clock. And he answered the phone, and I just broke down. We still love each other to death. Don't get to see each other as much as we do, but I always call him on this day. But when I heard his voice, it was just, you know, because you think the worst.
Right, right.
And so, you know, something good came out of that terrible, terrible day. And, you know, I called his wife, who was more frantic than I was. And I said, I talked to him. But, you know, he said something like, you're in the checklist or whatever, they couldn't go through, but then they got grounded. He didn't know what was going on, so I told him what was going on. And And he didn't get to, you know, they didn't fly that day. Everything was grounded.
Right, right. Yeah.
But I always remember that relief of hearing that it wasn't him. You know what I mean?
And oh, yeah.
I still, 100%. I look forward to your show every year, and I'm glad you do it. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Galen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that story. It's awesome. Thank you. It's great that you still have that friendship and that you still make that call every year on this day.
Every year. Every year I do. I appreciate your show, Walt.
Thank you, Galen. Appreciate that. Very kind of you. Yeah, I mean, that's amazing. And that, you know, friendship survives and has thrived, and Galen still makes that call. Basketball, David. David, good to have you as always, David. Thank you.
Hey, Walt. Thanks for getting me in as always.
Yeah, absolutely, David.
Walt, real quick, I wanted to share my 9/11 story.
Yeah.
I was actually in the sixth grade. And my family, we had just moved, my dad and my sister and I, we had just moved down here to South Carolina, and my dad had actually worked for the airline, United Airlines, up at Washington Dulles. We used to live in the Shenandoah Valley in Northern Virginia, and we had literally just moved down in June or July of 01. And I was in, you know, music class, and they turned the TVs on, and obviously I had seen, you know, we see, obviously they had all the news and everything going on, and my dad was actually at work at that day because what brought us down here was he was a supervisor with United Airlines, and brought down, they transferred him to GSP, being an outstation, because they needed some more help, you know, kind of on the outstation, as whereas if you don't know a lot about the airlines, like the hubs are kind of where everything is.
Right.
Well, the outstations obviously are sort of lesser staffed, and, you know, you kind of do more and stuff like that. Well, he was actually at work that day, and well, I was in sixth grade, Walt. I didn't have a cell phone or anything. And obviously just having seen the news and everything, you know, immediately, you know, you go to, you know, worry. And obviously I knew, you know, GSP, none of his flights or anything were involved. But, you know, we get home, that, you know, you finally hear from him. You get home that day, and he had talked to, I mean, several of his supervisors that were like, yeah, we literally closed the door on that flight. And it makes it feel a little bit like, man, like my dad knew the person who closed the door on the flight or anything. And it kind of makes it feel a little bit more real. Not that it doesn't feel real at all, but, you know, it's just like, man, the separation of degrees of separation we are here and whatnot is, it's just, man, it's unreal. And like you've always said, Walt, it's one of those moments to me. Again, I'm only mid-30s. There's two moments that I'll never forget where I was. Is September 11th, and this will tell the basketball fan I am. I remember where I was when Kobe passed away.
Right.
And those are the two. But, you know, I sitting in sixth grade music class, and you're because again, Walt, like before pre 9/11, I used to go to work with my dad, and I would just run up and down the terminals of Dulles. I would hop on the big transit buses that would take you in between gates. And there was not a care in the world. Like, the security people knew who I was. The TSA, you know, they didn't have TSA back then. It was just local, outsourced, you know, security people. And they had no, you know, security was kind of loose back then. Because why would it need to be?
Exactly,
So it was just, you know, that was my 9/11 story, was just being able to kind of look back on, you know, my dad recapping about him talking to the supervisors and gate agents and whatnot,
you know, David,
put that flight into motion, if you will.
Yeah, you know, and your story and Galen's story and, you know, the stories of, you know, worry and fear about people that you care about and being able to communicate with them and get some feel for their safety level, et cetera. You know, it takes me back to the sort of haunting calls that we've heard the recordings of in the piece that we put together, because, you know, there was no good side of that. You know what I mean? I mean, like, both sides were horrific. I don't even know which was worse. Was it worse to be the person on the flight calling and trying to leave a message or speak to their loved one on the ground, or was it worse to be the loved one receiving it? I think it's almost the receiving it part. It's just... The whole thing is just unimaginable, and that's why it's so, I think it's still so painful today when you hear those those voices, because they truly are haunting. I mean, it's just, you know, it's people talking to their loved ones, and these people have come to realize that their lives are about to end, and that they're never going to see that they're the person they love or their children again, and they're conveying these last thoughts in the last minute or of their lives, of their very existence on this planet. And it's just unthinkable. It's just impossible. And yet it all happened and we all lived through it.
Yep. No, and Walter, again, you know, I know you don't like to take the credit or anything, but I mean, you have many yearly shows on your throughout the year, you know, your annual draft show, your breakdown of Clemson recruiting. And the one thing that, as long as I've known you, is that has remained, and I know will, is this show on this day. So, you know, obviously kudos to you all for continuing that. And despite of it, you know, it's the longer it goes, you know, again, the more, you know, it kind of goes in the rear view. And it kind of was chilling to hear your comment earlier that said, like, there's people now that don't know, other than just hearsay or learning on the History Channel, they don't know what 9/11 is.
Right. Yeah.
And the further we go is, you know, that's going to become even more true, is, you know, that they're not going to have been born or been aware of what 9/11 is, other than reading in a book or whatnot. So I applaud you for obviously keeping this show rolling.
That's very kind of you.
I know you will, Walt.
That's very kind of
you. So, Walt, I wanted to get on to some football.
Yeah.
And I think this game is actually in your contest. One game that I kind of can't get a really feel on is this Arkansas Ole Miss game. And I, like, obviously, I don't know what the health on Simmons is for Ole Miss. I don't know if he's playing or not. And then, you know, does Arkansas have a shot to go into Oxford and win? You know,
I think they do. I think they do.
I want to see what you thought.
Yeah, you know, before the season, David, when I did my quarterback rankings, I put Green, I want to say like sixth or something, and I said I think he's a round one NFL quarterback. I said I just don't think people understand this yet. I mean, he's a 6'6" athletic freak, and he's been terrific so far, and I knew he would have to carry that team to a degree. I mean, that team got raided in the offseason, and you know, maybe that'll ultimately be the difference. But I just think Green is such a freak, and I think he's playing at such a high level. That Ole Miss defense lost all the key component parts. I know they tried to replace them, but they did not replace them with the same level player. I mean, that defensive front a year ago was just nasty, and I just don't think they have that. So I not only think Arkansas covers, I think they win. I think that might be an upset this weekend. I'm with you.
Yeah, no, I was kind of leaning that way, and I'm glad you agree with that and stuff, because, yeah, again, I know you've spoken highly of Green, and they're all, you know, again, their schedule hadn't been daunting, challenging yet, but, you know, they've taken care of the business. So I was interested in your thoughts on that. And, again, Walt, I appreciate you having me on. And
yeah,
I know
you,
it's football,
David.
Walt, but there might be some good news coming for the Tiger Hoops. You and I have talked a little bit out there.
I
can't wait to get your thoughts on that. So
yeah.
I don't know when it'll be coming, but it might be in the future, in the near future.
Thank you, David. Thank you, as
Thank
always.
Thank you, Walt.
You know, I'm at some point here, I want to talk a little Clemson basketball. I don't know when we're going to mix that in. I know that the schedule's already come up and people have talked about the schedule. I know this sounds odd. I'm like not a schedule person, like in general. Like, I don't really care, right? I care more about the team. I'm not really the slightest bit concerned with whether Clemson's schedule is difficult or not. I know some people are, and that's fine. I'm not concerned about that. I'm more concerned about what is the team going to look like. If the team's good, they'll handle the increased difficulty schedule. If the team's not good, they're not going to handle any schedule. So I'm more interested in the discussion of the team, and I want to get to that at some point today or tomorrow. I don't know exactly when. All right, I have to take a break. Joel and Ralph, I'm coming right to you. Both want to talk about 9/11. I'm coming right to you. Don't move. I think what you have to say is very important. Walt Tip Tulip Road Rage, quick break.
Start your game day right here on the flagship station for Clemson Athletics as the Tigers travel down to Atlanta to take on the Georgia Tech Yellow Jackets. Your broadcast day will start at 6 a.m. sharp as we'll get you ready for game day with the Tiger pregame show. Then we'll turn it over to Fax and Childress and his crew for the Tiger tailgate show at 9 o'clock. Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of the action. And then Dono Clark and I, live in studio, will have the fifth quarter show for you to wrap up all of Saturday's action. Don't miss a moment of a Clemson game day right here on The Roar.
Warm weather offers a great opportunity to get creative in your kitchen and your backyard as you're preparing meals for your family, friends, and neighbors. And nothing makes your creativity more enjoyable than the selection of ingredients you'll find at your neighborhood Ingles Market. From hand-cut steaks to seafood, locally grown fruits and vegetables from right here in the Carolinas. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a weekend cookout, rely on your local Ingles to have what you need. If you're on your way to the beach or the mountains, use your Ingles Advantage card to save on fuel purchases before you hit the road. Shop your Ingles pharmacy to save on prescriptions. If you're having a family get-together or reunion, have the Ingles Deli create a custom platter for you. The Ingles floor department has beautiful arrangements to accent your home and your table. So take it from me, you'll find everything you need at your local Ingles. Low prices, love the savings.
Right now at Blue Ridge Heating and Air, get $400 off your system installation and a free bottle of our signature hot sauce. Pick fire on the mountain or furnace fuel. Just schedule your free estimate with Pete, our field supervisor. He'll help you select the right Armstrong air system, quality comfort you can trust, and make sure you lock in federal tax credits before they expire December 31st. Call Blue Ridge today, ask for Pete, and get your home ready for comfort, savings, and a little spice. BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com.
Ariat delivers the best in men's Western apparel for the job site, the rodeo, and date night. Ariat offers a wide selection of patterns and styles from plaids and checks to embroidered prints. Color-rich solids, Ariat's performance shirts are tailored with advanced movement features. From fabrics designed with cooling comfort and sun protection technology, from retro to classic, new west to old, whatever your style, Ariat has you covered. Shop Ariat at Harrison's in Malden and Spartanburg or harrisonsusa.com. Harrison, the home of work, Western, and wow!
Hey Clemson family, I'm Jeff Scott, former assistant coach and proud member of two national championship teams. Success on the football field takes teamwork, vision, and a great game plan. I partnered with fellow Clemson alum Eric Newton to create Newton Scott & Associates. From Tigertown to Lake Kiwi, we're your championship team, here to help you buy, sell, or build. When it's time to make your next move, trust the winning team, Newton Scott & Associates. Real estate, the Clemson way. Visit us at newtonscottsc.com.
Sweet summertime is coming to an end, and all parents know what that means. Back to school preparations. You have the school supplies, new backpack and clothes, but what's the one thing your son needs? A fresh new haircut that will start off his school year right. No matter what age, feeling good about yourself is always in style. Let him be his best self this school year, and call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Everyone knows that Low Country Mail is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Mail is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Discover unbeatable value at Mattress Max Furniture, where comfort meets affordability. Transform your home with our wide selection of stylish, high-quality furniture and mattresses, all at prices you'll love. Whether you're looking to upgrade your living room, bedroom, or dining area, we have everything you need to create the perfect space. Don't miss out on our exclusive deals and promotions. Shop now at Mattress Max Furniture and experience comfort and savings like never before. Visit us today in Spartanburg or online at mattressmaxfurniture.com and make your home a haven.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Have you been dreaming about that new deck or dock? Well, what are you waiting for? At Yoder's Building Services, we're in the business for making new deck and dock dreams come true. From Yellowwood brand pressure-treated pine to TimberTech composite and PVC decking, we've got the best materials for any outdoor living project. Whether you're a contractor or doing it yourself, at Yoder's Building Services, we'll help you every step of the way. Yoder's Building Services, where quality is a way of life. Visit us at goyoders.com.
Get fired up with Walt Deptula on Road Rage, weekdays 3 to 7, for all things sports. Exclusively on 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Tell me what that song actually means. I already know. We already know. Okay. Yeah. We have our own use for it. It fits perfectly. Yeah. To the phones. It is Joel in Greenville. Joel, appreciate you hanging in there. Joel, thank you.
Hey, glad to do it. I was going to make a sports comment and ask you a question, but I'm skipping that. Let's get to the real deal.
Okay.
On 9/11, Tuesday morning, I had twins, boy-girl twins, that were in the eighth grade, and they had orthodontist appointments at like 9:30. So, you know, there's no point to take them to school and go pick them up. Right. So we just stayed home. And I'm watching the Today Show, and they say a plane has hit one of the towers. And I'm thinking, you know, like a little private plane.
Right.
You know, a little one- or two-seat passenger deals. And so they go to a camera, and what's the dark-haired guy's name that was the host that got in trouble? And anyway,
Matt Lauer.
Katie Couric and he were the co-hosts. And we see the second plane fly in to the second tower live. And the other guy says, y'all, that was an optical illusion. There wasn't another plane hitting the other building. That was a plane flying past it.
Really?
And then he comes back real quick and says, no, actually, I hear it was a second plane. Well, I'm still thinking smaller size planes. I'm not thinking, you know, 747
right,
whatever, you know. And so, you know, we just sit there glued, but then we still have to go to the appointment. So by the time we get to the appointment, the Pentagon's been hit. So, you know, just it'd be like sitting in Bailey Plaza live when Kennedy got shot.
Yeah.
You know? And I figure you gotta be in your early 30s to have any real exact memory of any of that. So anybody who's under like 32 or 33, you know, they were too young. You know, they were too young to have any real comprehension of what was going on. But it's just sad of where we've come to in 24 years. You know, I'm 64 and I don't think the country's ever been more divided. And it just sickens me to see that anything that happens, it's immediately whose fault it is and whose fault it isn't and why this is wrong and that is wrong. They don't have any compassion for what the tragedy impacted on real people's lives. They turn it into a talking point. You know, I had no idea three kids were killed yesterday in a school shooting in Colorado. And actually, the town where it happened, a good friend of my wife's business partner has been living there for about 20 years. So, you know, the other thing that happened that I vividly remember, I had an older daughter who was a freshman at Greenville High, freshman or sophomore. And so, you know, they grounded the planes for at least a week, if I remember correctly. And the first time a plane flew over our house, my older daughter came running out from her bedroom into the den, and she had a look of terror and panic on her face. And I said, honey, they've restarted planes flying. That's just the first one that's gone over our head. And it was like her knees almost buckled to sit down out of the relief she had, because she thought, you know, maybe our house was about to get hit or something. You know, I don't know when you're 14 or 15 what you imagine in imaginations, you know?
Yep.
So anyway, unfortunately, Walt, I think, you know, I go all the way back to December 7th. I go back to JFK getting shot and 9/11. And it's like one for every generation, but it seems like we don't remember what we need to remember. And we repeat the same dadgum mistakes just over and over. It's like banging your head against the wall.
That's fact. Thank you, Joel. Appreciate you sharing your story. Thank you. To be clear on the Colorado situation, I believe only the shooter has died. I believe the other students are still hospitalized. That's what I believe is the status upgrade on that. It's Frank and Ralph next. Frank, how are you, Frank? Good to have you. Thank you.
Hello.
Hey, Frank. I appreciate you getting in, Frank.
Hey, Walt, listened to you a long time. This first time I think we've ever talked.
Welcome in, Frank. Thank you.
Hey, before I get to my story, I just got to give you one of many, but this is my best memory of the towers. I was taking off from LaGuardia, I think, coming back here. I've been down here since 93. Grew up in New York, lived there all my life until I joined the Corps. And I was taking off from LaGuardia, like I said, and had a window seat, and it was a really, really cloudy day. And I remember we had just broken through the clouds, and the clouds on top looked like you can get out and walk across them. There was no break in them whatsoever. And the way we took off over Manhattan, at one point I heard somebody say, "Oh, look." And when I looked out the window, all you saw was maybe the top 10 floors of the towers.
Oh, boy.
As far as the eye can see, that was it. Was just this sea of clouds that almost looked like looking out over the ocean. That's how flat it was. And the two top 10 or 15, whatever it was, floors of the towers. That was it.
So,
for as far as you can see.
So, you did not see the collision, but you saw the aftermath of
it? No. This was way before.
Okay.
This was way before.
Okay.
That was just one of my memories of the towers.
Okay. All right.
Growing up with I had already lived down here. I'm sorry. That wasn't the collision, but okay. I was living down here when September 11th, but back to September 11, 21 years ago, my younger sister, she worked for a company at that time that rented out space in both towers. Mm. I forget which tower was which, but one of the towers, they rented out space below where the plane hit, so all of those people got out. The other tower, they rented out space above where the plane hit.
Oh, boy.
So, obviously, we know what happened to those people.
So, you had no way of... Your sister was... your sister in one of those buildings at the time?
Well, here's the thing of the story. The Lord was definitely looking over my sister because she was at John F. Kennedy Airport waiting to board an American Airlines flight, which all of them were American Airlines, to California, which all of them were California flights because of the heavy payload of fuel.
Yeah.
Which is where her sister-in-law lived at the time. If she wasn't going to California because she was off, she would have been in the tower that had the floors above where the plane hit for a meeting.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Very lucky. Very, very lucky in that regard.
Yeah.
Yep. Hey, Frank, thank you for your service, and I appreciate it. Go ahead.
I appreciate it. But the other one was my cousin who just retired from the New York Fire Department. He was actually stationed in Harlem at the time. So, of course, with the traffic and everything else, they couldn't get there in time. If he was stationed anywhere else, he would have been in one of the towers. He was really close, actually had a run for his life when the first one fell. But he would have been in one of the towers if he was any closer. He lost a lot of friends from his first house that he was stationed at when he first became a fireman. But he was in Harlem, so it took him a while to get there because of all the traffic.
Right.
But we didn't know any update on him until like a day later. Whenever his wife called, they said they knew because of all the issues they have with the comms and everything.
Right, yeah. Hey, Frank.
We didn't know.
Yeah, I appreciate you sharing your story, and I'm glad that for your family, everything worked out.
No problem, and thank you for what you do on this day every year and keeping it at the forefront when so many people are all forgetting. Off again, and not getting political, but you could tell by the election for mayor in New York City that so many people have forget it.
Yeah, thank you.
And I'll leave it at that.
Yeah, appreciate it.
Thank you,
appreciate the call. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Yeah, I mean, you know, I can't imagine, Ramona, again, the feeling of if you had people that family, friends that were in that area, whether in the buildings or not, but in the buildings especially, with the absolute inability to communicate and not knowing,
trying to get hold of them.
Not knowing what had become of your loved ones and friends, it just unthinkable. I mean, there's so much, you know, that when you think back on it, I mean, you know, imagine the families of the people, of the victims who had to jump from the buildings. You know, it's something you never ever gonna get over, ever. I don't think you really get over any of this. I don't think it's possible. You know, it's like Galen said, you know, he had lived through multiple tragedies. And, you know, he said, it seems like each generation has one. And if you live through multiple, then you don't forget any of them. Quick break. Ralph, you'll be up first on the other side.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Tiger fans, it's football time with fall almost here. Whether it's gearing up for game day, getting a jump on new fall styles, or taking advantage of summer closeouts up to 75% off, Elkmont is where you need to be. With great brands like On Clouds, Birkenstocks, Patagonia, Vuori, Z Supply, Back 70, Columbia.